Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The New York Knicks dominated their second round opener against Philadelphia, 137-98, shooting 63% from the floor. Jalen Brunson scored 35 points. Minnesota won at San Antonio, 104-102, despite a playoff record 12 block shots from Victor Wembanyama. Anthony Edwards returned from his knee injury to score 18 points off the bench. Orlando fired coach Jamal Mosley. NHL playoff wins for Carolina in overtime and for Vegas. To baseball, the Yankees' Aaron Judge hit his 14th homer. Yanks won 12-1 over the Orioles, who've lost five straight. Former Yankees announcer John Sterling died at the age of 87. The Mets sent Colorado to a fifth straight loss, 4-2. The White Sox shut out the Angels 6-0. 14th homer for Munetaka Murakami. The Cubs scored two in the ninth to beat the Reds 5-4. Cubs have won six straight. And the Mariners came back to beat the Braves 5-4.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wilsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District releases statement on alleged student drug activity. City of Paso Robles launches dashboard for homeless data. Details of these and other stories coming up. Increase in class today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has sent a press release clarifying campus safety protocols. The district's partnership with the Paso Robles Police Department and steps taken to investigating reported concerns. This was released in response to anonymous concerns and rumors circulating online regarding student safety at Paso Robles High School. The rumor alleged that a student was recently found drugged in a restroom at Paso High. The district says this claim is false and that no such incident has occurred. The district says PRHS campus has a full-time school resource officer and active duty PRPD officer assigned each day. Legal violations are not handled solely as the school discipline matters, but are also addressed in partnership with law enforcement. Additionally, every student restroom is equipped with a vape detection center. Canine searches are also conducted on the junior and high school campuses on a monthly basis. Sharing unverified information contributes to unnecessary fear and spreads harmful misinformation, the district concluded. The Passable City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tonight will present estimated revenues and expenditures. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles launches Community Impact and Response Dashboard. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The City of Paso Robles has announced the launch of a Community Impact and Response Dashboard, a first-of-its-kind tool in San Luis Obispo County, designed to measure and improve outcomes related to homelessness, public safety, environmental health, and community impact. The dashboard is a consolidation of data that lists outreach contacts, services provided, debris and waste removed, emergency responses, and more in relation to homelessness. The dashboard can be viewed now at prcity.com/homelessness. Honor Flight Central Coast California will be holding a fundraiser in June with tickets available online now.
For those of you who don't know what Honor Flight is, it's we take veterans back to Washington, D.C. for a free trip to see their memorials that were built in their honor, to go and honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
That's Bear McGill, the chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast. The PoorFest fundraiser will take place June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, and will feature a catered dinner along with over 20 wineries across the Central Coast. Here's Bear once again with more information on that.
On the evening of June 6th, we have our PoorFest that we'll be doing, which is a fundraiser to keep raising funds to fly these veterans back to Washington, D.C. free of charge, which we have probably around 20 wineries and going to come out and pour their wine for everyone for an hour and a half. And then we have an auction and a dinner that's going to be put on by the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association.
Tickets are on sale now through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/PoorFest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction.
We have tickets for the 49er game. Also, we have a sportsman package that we've put together where it's a pig hunt, donated by 805 Outfitters. Kenny Inney is donating the pig hunt on his property. I've got Ranchita Canyon Meat Company going to process the meat. I know the Varian Ranch, they're donating night stay out there at their ranch with one of their expeditions that they have out there with horses.
The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. Funds will go to hosting a summer algebra institute this June, focused on providing students with targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways, all at no cost to Paso school families. This grant-funded five-week academic program will provide incoming middle and high school students with instruction in mathematics and quantitative reasoning, serving approximately 60 students who are being nominated by their teachers. The program will run June 10th through July 10th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Padres 3-2, the Dodgers over the Astros 8-3, the White Sox shut out the Angels 6-0, the Yankees beat the Orioles 12-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers will face the Thunder tonight. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter to Golden State Wind saying the state anticipates political litigation involving the federal government with regards to the recent agreement for abandoning its offshore wind lease. David Hochschild said the Trump administration is recklessly spending billions of taxpayer dollars on backroom deals that would turn back the clock of innovation. The state has also alleged that State Farm, the largest individual property insurance provider in the state, violated the law in its handling of claims from the Los Angeles County fires. California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said that State Farm delayed, underpaid, and buried policyholders in red tape. The state is threatening to temporarily suspend the license of State Farm to operate in California. Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, a man who was shot multiple times by immigration officers in Central California, pled not guilty on Monday to federal charges. The charges alleged he rammed his vehicle into two agents. His attorney said Mendoza panicked and tried to flee when ICE agents blocked his car, and that he did not intend to run over anyone. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. As uncertainty continues in fertilizer markets, many farmers are left wondering how to respond. While prices and supply remain unpredictable, decisions still have to be made on the farm. Josh Linville with Stone X Group says in times like this, clear thinking and communication are key with your retailer to managing risk and securing supply.
The biggest thing, and again, this is just to those farmers who are just scratching their head and like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to proceed with it. And the biggest thing I always talk about, farm marketing, listen, we can be angry, sad, upset, nervous, all these negative emotions. The market is causing that to happen. We still got to have a clear head when it comes to farm marketing, right? The other side is, I know it's easy one to bury our head in the sand. Again, those negative emotions. But if you're going to need stuff this spring, have the conversation with your retailer. I'm not saying you have to lock it in. I'm not saying you have to hand them a check. I'm not saying you have to price it, but have a conversation. That retailer may sit there and say, dude, I know that's what you're going to do. We've been working for years. I got you covered. Retailer may say, listen, I didn't buy it because I don't know what to do and I can't take the risk. I need to have a really good idea of what you're doing so I can make plans to have this stuff in place when you're ready to step in and give me the money to pay for the product.
Linville said the more conversations you can have with your suppliers, the better suited you will be to go through the spring with limited hiccups.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening May 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport.
Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislatures passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law was passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow, then mostly sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday through the weekend, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were more jobs available than expected at the end of March. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 6.86 million, little change from February. The number of job openings decreased in professional and business services, but increased in finance and insurance. Also, new home sales improved in March, up 7.4%. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is stepping up use of artificial intelligence and will lay off 700 employees as part of its restructuring. Pinterest shares are up 11%, even though it lost money in the recent quarter. It signed up more users and saw higher sales. Pinterest said it had expenses related to restructuring and job cuts that were revealed back in January. It's optimistic about this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost-effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
All righty, it's coming up, the big event, May 19th through the 21st at Bella Jewel in downtown Paso Robles. A buying event, and speak with a state specialist who will give your items a free, no obligation offer. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, also artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payments. So don't miss it. You can call or text Bella Jewel 805-238-2231 or simply go to bellajewel.com for more information.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the Vietnam War, thousands of people went to Canada to avoid being drafted for that war. This escape to Canada wasn't something new. It started in 1877. After the defeat of Custer in 1876, realizing there would be retaliations, the Indians broke up into smaller bands so they could move faster and not be easily found. But many of the bands were tracked down and relocated to reservations. Sitting Bull, in command of the Western Party, took his people to Montana and avoided any major confrontations with the army. 4 months after Little Bighorn, Sitting Bull met with American commander Nelson Miles. Sitting Bull refused to surrender, so Colonel Miles stepped up his campaign against him and his people. With the scarcity of buffalo, the cold winter, and the army's constant pressure, Sitting Bull's people began to suffer. So on May 5, 1877, Sitting Bull decided to avoid war by going to Canada. The Canadian government, with a more tolerant attitude toward Indians, let them stay in peace. With plenty of buffalo, no harassment from the military, it was a great life. But within a couple of years, the young warriors, who had grown up doing battle, became restless. They started making trouble with their neighboring tribes, and the Canadian government started putting pressure on Sitting Bull to leave Canada. The final straw was the disappearance of Canadian buffalo. With promises that they would have plenty of food, and with most of the people having already returned to America, 4 years after he left and 5 years after his great victory at Little Bighorn, Sitting Bull returned to the United States, leading just 187 Indians, most of who were old and sick. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. Funds will go to hosting a summer algebra institute this June, focused on providing students with targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways. The City of Paso Robles has announced the launch of a community impact and response dashboard, a first-of-its-kind tool in San Luis Obispo County, designed to measure and improve outcomes related to homelessness. The dashboard is a consolidation of data that lists outreach events, services provided, debris and waste removed, and more. The dashboard can be viewed now at prcity.com/homelessness. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa.
The ceasefire is not over.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth this morning at a Pentagon briefing on Operation Epic Fury and Project Freedom in the conflict with Iran. The Secretary also describes the job the U.S. Navy is doing, guiding ships through the Strait of Hormuz.
Providing 24/7 overwatch for peaceful commercial vessels, except Iran's, of course.
It's the first time we've heard from Secretary Hegseth and General Kane since the president announced on Sunday a new military operation to open the Strait of Hormuz and break Iran's blockade. Hegseth described the operation as temporary.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Secretary Hegseth says hundreds more ships are lining up to transit the narrow waterway. Attack heavy. NASDAQ hitting an all-time intraday high at the opening bell. And like the S&P 500, both have a chance to finish the day with another record close. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Pedals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Pedals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds today. Highs in the upper 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy, then some sunshine on your Wednesday. We'll hit 80 degrees. As we head out to Thursday, look for highs in the upper 80s. Same on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, low 90s. Monday, low 90s and mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:07 a.m. 7:53 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Pastor Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the absolutely gorgeous doors. All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, some more information from Mr. Barry on protecting what matters. First up, he will have on Megan Barth, executive editor of the California Globe. More waste, fraud, and abuse as California burdened citizens with more taxes and bad policy. And then L'Oreal Capel, Atascadero Economic Development Manager, on how they got to where they're being so successful. The impressive development renaissance in the city of Atascadero. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7, same day. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. whatever may be on your mind. I saw a headline, and I don't know if it'll make the top of the hour news, but President Trump is bringing back the Presidential Fitness Test Award to schools. Did you ever have stuff like that in school, Chris?
The Presidential Fitness Test Awards?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound familiar.
All right. Did you have to take gym?
Yes.
Or PE, I think it's called, right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. What kind of stuff did you folks do?
I mean, it kind of depended. Like, you know, there was like some days where we would just run. Other days would be, you know, playing soccer, basketball, ultimate frisbee, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Did you ever do any gymnastics?
There was rope climbing, but no gymnastics.
Okay, rope climbing, the rings.
No rings. I don't think we ever. I don't know if there was any rings.
Pummel horse.
What's pummel horse?
Let me see here. How can I describe? I'm trying to.
I can also just look it up here in the background.
Yeah, you look up pummel horse, and then you had the. What was the other one? The apparatus that we did. I can't think. We did tumbling.
Oh, that's what a pummel horse is. Okay, I've seen that before. I never knew what it was called. Okay. As silly as it is to say.
Okay. We used to do all that stuff. The rope climbing was interesting because the teacher, Mr. Horton, he said, "Look, don't slide down. It's going to burn your hands." And of course,
he was right.
Not everybody listened to him, and you could hear some of the adjectives that were used as seventh graders were going sliding down the rope and burning our hands. Hi, good morning,
Kevin. Hey, you know, I was listening to you last hour, and you know, the gentleman that called in, he calls in a lot, but whatever. He was talking about he doesn't do any kind of electronic transactions. Well, the way he's going about it, he's calling whoever and giving them an account number, and they're doing the electronic transaction for him just because he doesn't have the means to. And so it was kind of misleading that he says, "Well, I don't get online." Well, he's also authorizing somebody else to do it for him. So it could still get hacked.
Don't you find calling and doing that stuff a pain in the neck? As opposed to just going online yourself and, you know, using your password to get in?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to waste half of my day waiting on hold. I mean, it's frustrating. And dealing with the DMV, there's a kiosk down at Albertsons. You just go down there and use your ATM card. I know it costs a little bit more, but, I mean, you know, it's done. You get your tag right there, put it on your car. You're done. One thing that pisses me off is that going down to the county and paying my property tax, they won't take an ATM. I don't write a lot of checks. The bank I used changed hands, so I didn't want to use the routing number because the routing number changed, and I didn't have the new routing number on the checkbook that I had, you know. So I feel that if you're the government, I don't know, I guess it costs them money, but they charge 2.5% if you put it on your ATM card. Well, when you're putting out $5,000 in property tax, that's a chunk of change.
If I may, were you using Pacific Premier Bank previously?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I did as well, so I know about the change that you're talking about. I still use the old Pacific Premier Bank routing number, and it still works for me. And anytime I've tried the new routing number, it doesn't work. So, go figure.
Well, when I was down at the county, I asked the guy, I said, I mean, this is a known bank around the county. And I said, well, we've had problems. Well, I drove all the way down there to do it. I didn't want a problem, so I ended up writing them a check instead of using the routing number. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
But you know, when Pacific Premier first changed hands, they you know, you get all this literature in the mail, and they would tell you that, oh, you don't have to do anything. You just relax. Well, so far I have had to get my ATM card replaced. I've had to get new checks because of that situation. And it's just like, why didn't they just tell you that stuff up front? Because, you know, you don't get checks overnight. You don't get an ATM card overnight. And if you, when you need to lean on that account, you know, then you could be delayed a week or two. And, you know, I feel like that they went in there kind of blindly when they changed.
I miss Santa Lucia Bank.
You never used them.
It was indeed, in capital letters, local. I dealt with them for a long time, not only business-wise, but personally. And I just love that the local service. Nothing was a hairdo. Everything got taken care of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, just like many of us dealing with some of these institutions, it's a pain in the neck. And I'm sure, like many people, we're just too damn lazy to change.
Well, no. And, you know, Pacific Premier was kind of a local at one point. Well, before that, it was Heritage Oaks. And then it kind of went to this other, and it was local, and now it's Columbia, which is not local. It's just it's a large institution, but, you know, and, you know, there's could be a good chance that maybe try something different. But for, you know, and I'm not putting the guy down. I mean, he thinks, well, and I can see your point you were trying to get to. You know, it was inconvenience. Mm-hmm. And he's making a call and saying, okay, here's my routing number. That still goes by electronic. they don't have a little minion that runs down there with a suitcase to pay the cash. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know if he's misled or it was kind of a misleading argument that he was stating.
Well, you know, one of the things, because I was reluctant from the station standpoint of doing this switchover, you know, whatever term you want to use. And I have found, other than, you know, the startup is a pain in the neck, you know, with these bills and so forth and so on. But once you get it rolling, it's pretty nice. And again, it's been very, very secure.
Yeah. And, you know, it takes me about 10 minutes to pay my bills every month. And I have a record of it. I don't have, you know, I log onto the bank account. I do the bill pay. It is so easy. Then you have a log that you did it. If something goes haywire, you could go back and say, hey, no, this, you know, because some medical bills I have had issues with them saying, no, we never got paid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this, but every time, let's say you go get an x-ray today and then you get an x-ray tomorrow, they give you an account number, right, or a reference number for today. Tomorrow, I thought, well, that'll be the same. I already have an account established. Every time that you go have a treatment or do something, that account number changes. And, you know, here I was paying the OBIS, and they found it finally, but I don't know, just keep that in mind. That's what I found. So, you know, like if you go to get, you know, you don't have one account. Every time you utilize the, you know, like go and have a medical procedure or a test or whatever, that account number changes every time. And I don't know why that is, but
Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of frustrating things that happen. I just came across one yesterday because I'm having a Lisa Cloakentaker retired, and so I'm going to have my teeth cleaned next week. And anyway, so the person, because I always ask them to send me the form in advance. I don't want to sit in the office and fill out forms. The dentist or doctor, whatever, she sent it to me. But what was frustrating, and it wasn't that difficult, but what was frustrating is they asked me the same questions like on four different pages, and they were all my date of birth, and there was something else. And it's like, well, you already have that. You already know what my date of birth is. And again, I forget what the other thing was too. But it was, you know, they were the same. Well, my name's Kevin Will. Okay. It was my name, middle name, and obviously last name, and then it was my date of birth. They asked that three or four times. Like, it wasn't a big deal, but it was like, come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No. The other day I had an appointment and I had to do that. They said, hey, you want to register for your appointment? Well, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just validating that I got the appointment and I'm going to be there and all that. I go there and I have to do my whole family history 45 minutes later. And then I did everything, paid right online. I just mushed through it. Then I get there and they said, okay, we need your insurance card. Well, now, I don't know about a lot of people, but I don't have an insurance card. It's digital. I had to download the app and make it digital. And I said, I don't have an. I got a digital one. Well, then you're gonna have to get us one. Like, what am I supposed to do? Make one?
Well, I you know, I had something similar, not exactly that, but at the gym. Again, we're going back a few years, and they, you know, when they changed ownership, when Randy and Tina sold it. You were supposed to sign in, and it was an app on your phone. Well, I don't carry my phone, and I really, well, not really. I'm not carrying it into the gym. It's just cumbersome, and you know, and I know people are used to it. And I told them, I'm not going to do this. Well, you're going to have to use your phone. I said, I don't carry my phone. I'm not bringing it into the gym. And I guess enough.
So you mean to tell me, Kevin, you're not one of those guys that sit on a piece of equipment and text? No, like somebody's waiting on it.
God, I just want to put a weight up against their head. It's so damn annoying, and it's rude too. But anyway, I guess enough people complained, and now I just use this little thing that I stick in my pocket. And because I, you know, and I at one time I said, you know, by doing this, you're encouraging people to come in and sit on their phones while they're working out.
Yeah.
And this was the answer I got. Well, no, a lot of people like to go online and make sure that they're doing the exercises the right way. And I looked at this person and I said, you're kidding me, aren't you?
I take my phone into the gym just for the fact I like listening to whatever, you know, podcast or whatever while I'm working out, you know, like on a machine or whatever. But I don't take my wallet. I don't take any valuables. I don't, you know. I mean, I used to go to Planet Fitness years ago, and when they changed the plan, I don't remember what it was before, but something zone, weight zone or something. But I had to shower there, and because I had to work that, I would do it before work, and it just seems like, and nothing against. Randy and Tina, because I know them, is that it just seemed like more people were going in there just to shower, like because of the $10 fee, and things were not as, you know, there was some, I don't know if you ever showered there or went into the restroom. I mean, there was some shady people floating in and out of there, and I just said, I'm not going to do this anymore. So I moved, but
no, I don't.
I needed a clean place. To shower because I had to go to work and it was too far for me to come home and then go back, you know, after working. So
no, I've never used the shower there, but I know exactly what you mean, because if you go in on certain times on the weekend when it just opens, or you know, over the years, you know, when I've taken a day off or something, I usually go in about, you know, 4 a.m. And you're right. There are some people that are coming in, and that's all they're doing.
Yeah. But, and, you know, that's a cheap shower each month, you know? I mean, let's face it. At least they're showering, I guess, but I don't want to use the same shower.
Well, yeah. No, I
judging by some of the costumes these homeless people are wearing downtown, you know, I don't think they ever, you know, I think that's part of the... Part of the costume's not showering.
Well, you know, this has nothing. Well, maybe it does, but when I go in, because the only thing I carry is that little card. It's about maybe an inch long to get in, but the only other thing I carry on me is my keys. But
I don't really carry them on my person per se. I put them in my sock. And because I don't like things in my pocket, I'm just weird like that. Anyway, so not too long ago, some guy said he knew me. He goes, that kind of looks like you have an ankle bracelet on, like I'm on probation or something like that. And then he goes, he said, well, why do you put it in your, in your sock? And I said, well, because it's convenient and I don't like things. He goes, well, they have a rack where you can put, your keys. And I said, have you seen the clientele here? Do you think I'm going to leave my keys out?
That's a perfect place to steal a vehicle.
Yeah, it is. Especially, if you're watching somebody go in, you figure, okay, they're going to be in there 45 minutes to an hour. I got plenty of time. And those parking lots are, because there's some riffraff that hangs out in the back of there once in a while. So,
I get it.
And anyway.
I don't really take too much valuable stuff inside. It's probably not any safer outside of my vehicle, but usually, it's locked. All right. Well, you guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Okay. Let's see here on the text. Morning, guys. Some of my company gas credit cards require you to pay online. The only other way to contact them is email. My company gas credit card requires you to pay online. Okay. That's not uncommon, I don't think. Okay, and also on the text, what's up with not being able to pay your registration bill at the Paso DMV office? I don't know. Chris, I forget the list they have in there when you go in saying all these other things you could do online.
Yeah, I think they have that either in there or on the front or, on the DMV's website as well. But
yeah, the safest way or just so you're not wasting your time is when you're going to, most of these places now, go online first. And they'll usually kind of lay things out for you of, the do's and don'ts and the rules and regulations, whatever you want to call them, to let you know. So you're not driving somewhere and saying, well, you have to do this online. That's the easiest thing to do.
I agree.
And it doesn't take anything. And I think, and I mentioned this quite a bit on Sound Off on Mondays when I'm interviewing people, that... over the years, many, if not most of the websites, at least that I've come in contact with, they've gotten a lot better about navigating. And they're not as, I'll say, confusing, or it's just right there for you to get the information. And maybe it has to do with being just a little bit more savvy on to know what you're looking for, directly what you look for. So it's we're not going to change it. It's here, and boys, I tell you what, sometimes it's very, very convenient.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Honor Flight Central Coast, California will be holding a fundraiser in June with tickets available online now at honorflightccc.org. The Porfest fundraiser will be held June 6th and will feature a catered dinner with over 20 wineries, a silent auction, and a live auction. Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year in its meeting tonight. The city will be presented with estimated revenues and expenditures. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, Protecting What Matters. We'll have on first Megan Barth. Executive editor of California Globe, more waste and fraud here in the Golden State. And then L'Oreal Capel, Atascadero Economic Development Manager. And she'll fill you in on the success and the achievements, accomplishments, and so forth. Enjoy that and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.